T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the Wisconsin State Fair. We are glad you are here taking a listen to the program today. Coming up in moments, we're going to hear from the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, as he wraps up practices today. Hey, also don't forget, speaking from, the experience of getting things together, get things together via Cousin Subs. They've been serving up made-to-order subs hot off the grill for 45 years. Now, their grill sub lineup includes the cheesesteak, Philly, the bacon cheddar, the bacon mushroom Swiss, and it's all made with your choice of the USDA choice steaks and the all-white meat chicken. Each sub, don't forget, topped with only the finest freshly sliced Wisconsin cheeses, veggies, all on that signature baked bread. Oh, it's so good. And don't forget about the pepperoni melt. I love that thing, too. That thing is fantastic. You got the fries, the cheese curds. Order online today. Go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. And there's even delivery available in some areas at select locations. So stop into your local Cousin Subs or check them out online. Either way, you're going to get yourself some good stuff, good food, and fill the bill, so to speak. So Matt LaFleur of your Green Bay Packers, the head coach, as practice culminates for the day, had this to say in the back and forth with the media just following practice. What is it? There you go. That's the head coach, Matt LaFleur, addressing the media after practice today, talking about family night tomorrow night, bringing in some college officiating crews, and then obviously the NFL crews are going to be here next week when the Texans come to town. They have a couple of practices with the Houston Texans, and then they have their first preseason game coming up next Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Don't forget, coming up here at the bottom of the hour, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. You're going to hear from him coming up here in a short bit, this portion of the program. A reminder that our good friends at the Four Seasons WI.com, the Four Seasons Resort, Island Resort up there in Pembine, Wisconsin, they are proud to partner up with us as far as our motorcycle ride goes for the Fisher House, Wisconsin. And if you are wanting to help us out and ride along, whether it's a Harley or a Victory or an Indian or whatever bike it is you have, Kawasaki, Suzuki, you name it, Honda, doesn't matter. Come on out and join us coming up Sunday, September 1st. We have a great, great ride planned for you. As a matter of fact, I might get back out and ride it again tonight just to kind of go over things, but it's really a good ride. We go from MKE Brewing, Milwaukee Brewing Company, downtown Milwaukee, where we're escorted via police all the way around through New Berlin, up to the New Berlin Ale House, and then from there we go out to Lindy's on Beulah, then to In Cahoots, which is in Genesee Depot, before we go out to a really cool event out at Ironwood Golf Course, where there's going to be a little bit of a tasting and some cigars, and you check in there, and then after that you go to Stoley's Hog Alley out in Oconomowoc, and then from there you end up at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. And all the money raised, 100% of the proceeds, goes to the Fisher House, Wisconsin, helping military members, veterans, and their families at a time of need. And we certainly hope you can come out and join us in that. It's also sponsored by our good friends at the Four Seasons Grand Resort. The hotel has now been renovated. It's open. They've got a beautiful golf course. They've got great stay-and-play packages. They're discounting the hell out of them, as a matter of fact, just to get people to come up and try it again for the first time, so to speak. So go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Talk to the general manager Jake up there, or even Barb up there. Call him 715-324-5800. That's 715-324-5800, and you will not be sorry. And when you go there, please let me know what you think of it, because I've been there, and it is, they have done a spectacular job renovating that place. Really cool place, and thanks to them for being a part of our motorcycle ride this year. Stay tuned. In about 10 minutes, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, you're going to hear from him coming up here in just a little bit on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, girl, I'm calling all stations. Blowing down.
Welcome back. We are
are glad you are here. The Wisconsin State Fair is up. It's running, and it is underway on a picture-perfect day. Sun splash, a little bit of a breeze, not too warm, low humidity. It doesn't get much better than this, and I look for maybe some big record numbers coming out of the Wisconsin State Fair starting today, and look for the entire run because, really, the weather forecast looks unbelievably favorable for this. Tonight, you've got REO Speedwagon on the main stage, also the Prince Experience on the Associated Bank Amphitheater stage, right here at the Budweiser Pavilion and the Goose Island Ale House. Bella Kane takes the stage tonight, so it should be a terrific start for this year, the Wisconsin State Fair. Also, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Biofuels Association. Don't forget that we've been telling you about the Unleaded 88 for quite some time. And all gasoline, they have additives to bring up the octane. Raw gas is only 84 octane. And the higher the octane means your engine runs more efficiently and gets better gas mileage. And of all the additives that are out there, corn, ethanol, that's the best because it's safest, not harmful to human health. It benefits the Corn Growers Association right here in the state of Wisconsin, keeps the money right here in our fair state as well. And ethanol, they have ethanol plants here in Wisconsin as well, which keeps the workers happy. It's cheaper than raw gas, and the more ethanol gas you get, the cheaper your fuel is. Unleaded 88, that's the E15, if you call it that, or the E85 also has ethanol, and that's for a flex fuel vehicle. So check out all the vehicles and what they can and can't run. All GM vehicles, Chevy, Cadillac, GMC, Buick, anything after 2001, you're pretty much good to go. All Fords, Lincoln Mercurys, Hondas, Hyundais, Chryslers, Dodge, Rams, Fiats, Jeeps. I can go through the whole list, but go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org and see for yourself what it is I'm talking about because it really does not only help your car and help your pocketbook, but it helps those right here in our own state as well. Again, go to wibiofuels.org. So going back to the question we had at the beginning of the program, really, and that is, when you look at this Brewers team, are they, one, better than they were 48 hours ago? And two, do you think now they have a more legitimate shot at winning this division? Yes, no, indifferent. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Ron, listening to us out in Madison. Ron, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. Yeah, I love your show. Love your
appreciate
show.
Appreciate it.
I wish I was at the fair with you. So.
At some point you'll make it. Who knows?
For what the Brewers did yesterday, they addressed some of their immediate needs for the rest of the season. For what they got, they didn't have to give up too much. And winning the division, I feel better about it. It's doable. It's doable because nobody's going to run away with this division. Like 90 or 91 wins is going to win this division, and the Brewers are right in it. And they got the offense. So I'm not worried about the offense. So
yeah, I'm not too worried about the Brewers offensively as long as they can continue to always rely upon the long ball, even though that's kind of the way they're built. Ron, appreciate the phone call. I also look at this Brewers pitching staff, and I don't, like I said at the beginning of the show, I think they're better. I think they're deeper. I think they're better because they're deeper. But I look at the way this staff is now, and they at least have the ability to take some of the pressure off of the arms that were, we'll just say, kind of being used up. So you get a couple of good starts. You get a couple of those bullpen starts, those out-getters, so to speak. If you can garner a few wins, keep the offense rolling. I think it's a big series coming up in Chicago, and it's one that, you know, two things need to happen. One, you either win all three and you gain ground not only on the Cubs, but then you maybe can overtake St. Louis. Or two, you win two out of three. What you don't want to do is go in and lose two out of three or get swept, obviously, and then start to put a little more distance between yourself and the top spot in the National League Central. Because, for every game, they say it's going to take you about a consistent, 4 to 5 days to make that game up. So if you're going to try to make up three games, four games, I mean, don't get me wrong. Again, going back to last year, the Brewers should have been dead and buried historically and mathematically, but they came storming back. The Cubs faltered, and look what happened. One game, 163, the Brewers win it, and there you go. But if you're going to remain in the wild card hunt as well, it's just, as we talked about with Seth Everett at the beginning of the week, it's all about W's. You know, now you're not trying to sabermetrics and launch angles, and you're not trying to, you know, do certain things for 3 days down the road and 5 days. Now it's just about stacking W's. That's it. It's just about winning ball games, and it's winning ball games almost at all cost at this point as you now come into August. So, you know, if the Brewers can get wins, if the Brewers can stay right there in the hunt, why not? I mean, we've talked about it time and again. When you just get to the postseason, if you can just get there, who knows what can happen? You can have a couple of injuries to the LA Dodgers. You could end up kind of getting hot at the right time, and everybody begins to hit the baseball. You get a couple of arms that get in a groove. Who knows? Who knows what can happen? It wouldn't be the first time a wild card team has gone on to have big, big success in the postseason. So why not? Why not, Milwaukee? Just get there, though. It's not going to be an easy task because the Cardinals have been playing really, really good baseball. Their pitching has been much better, and they've been roping it. And in the meantime, the Cubs, their pitching, their starting pitching has kind of been their mainstay, but you've been getting better and better starts out of guys like Yu Darvish, and they've been keeping two things. One, they've been going deeper into ballgames, and two, the runs have been minimal, three runs or less. I mean, all quality starts, they've been getting the job done there as well. So if they could just get their offense, you would just assume at some point their offense is going to get off the ground. It just, with the talent they have, there's no reason that offense shouldn't get off the ground. But there's been some guys that for over a year now have been underperforming. And I guess you say Hail Mary that they continue to do so. And if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, you've got, you know, Travis Shaw came back hot from the minor league system. Maybe he continues if he gets more playing time, whether it be at first base or third base. Moose has been solid offensively all season long. We know what Keston Hira is doing. We know what Christian Yelich can do. Lorenzo Cain's been roping the ball and led off last night with a home run. He's been hitting the ball much, much better here as of late. So maybe he stays hot. And Ryan Braun still gives you the 271, 270-plus batting average with a 700-plus OPS. And things are trending in the right direction. If you could just get pitching to give them, you know, four runs or less per game, this Brewers team can win a lot of games and put themselves into the postseason without a doubt. Let's go to our buddy Ken listening to us in West Bend. Ken, how you doing today, man? What's up?
You know, you're having a great day. You know what? I'm going to be there later on today. Man, it sounds like it's a great time down State Fair today. Listen, Bill, I got to tell you, in regard to the trades that the Brewers made yesterday, I really believe that they went for quantity and not quality. The Astros gave up a ton for Greinke. They did. I mean, I think actually they may have mortgaged the future, but they're going for it. Stearns did not. He is looking for relief for the starting lineup and also, you know, the rotation. And what do you think about this whole thing? I mean, do you really think that they made the right move? You know, I called you a week or so ago in regard to being a seller, you know, with Moustakas and Grandal, you know, and getting just a boatload of prospects. But I don't think that they got the juice right now. What do you think?
I think right now they got deeper. I don't know what I would have to say is did they get better? I think they got better because they got deeper. Now, if these arms come out, if Pomeranz throws really good the way he has coming out of the pen for San Francisco, if he continues to throw the ball well and gives them 14, 15, 16 quality innings out of a lot of these guys, then you're going to be talking about the difference of maybe a 3-5 game swing, and that's probably going to put you over the top. If not,
you're right about that. I mean, take a look at it last year. I mean, take a look right now, like we're two games or so, you know, out of first place. I mean, we're doing this with a busted up team, man. I mean, you know, aside from hitting, of course, but from pitching. I mean, it's just this really, really. I think it's a pretty difficult situation that Stearns is in right now to make decisions that are going to help the ball club. I hope he does. You know,
right.
I mean, I think that he is actually looking at more of hope than reality. And I hope that the hope works, man. I mean, you know. Anyway, hey, nice to talk to you. Have a good time.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Our buddy Ken from West Bend joining us for a couple of minutes and giving us his thoughts as to whether or not the Brewers got better, worse, or maybe you're a little indifferent right now. But just from my opinion, as I've been stating all day, I think from 48 hours ago, this team is a better team because they are a deeper team. Do I think they got dramatically better arms? Do I think that suddenly this team has got this Cy Young award-winning staff? No, but I think that they have at least additional options to eat innings and to go deeper into ballgames. So that's what that's kind of the route that I'm going, and the rest of it, well, the rest of it, as they say, is proof is going to be in the pudding. Let's quickly go to Court listening to us in Whitewater. Court, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Big Unit. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, question.
You bet.
Well, first of all, I like some of the moves that they made yesterday. I mean, they added some depth with some pitching that they needed. Hopefully these guys can contribute. He didn't make the big splashy play because I don't think he can. But my question is, can they sustain as an organization every year trying to make these little moves, keeping somebody around Yelich and Kane, but still having to go, I don't know, get guys here and there? Because a few years ago, Kansas City, they went all in. They won a World Series. That's great. Great for their organization. Great for their city. But then they had to break it all down because they realized they can't pay everybody all this. So they go from a year where they win it all, and now they're going to have 2 to 3 years where they trade everybody out for prospects, trying to get back to that position again.
Oh, I agree. And you only have so much of a window when you're a team like the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's why we talked about it in early on in the program. Appreciate the phone call. That, you know, this offseason, did they hedge their bets a little bit by thinking to themselves, well, you know what, we're not going to worry about going out and spending additional money. We picked up a couple of bats. We were good in the offensive category, and we're not going to worry about spending a bunch of money via the pitching category. Thus, Wade Miley in $5-6 million, whatever it is he cost you when he walked away. But I thought they would have gotten themselves at least one more starter to kind of come in and solidify things. Unfortunately, they didn't. So now they're trying to do their best backpedal to try to fix some of the holes that some of the injuries have left. And, again, I think this team is not better, but deeper can make you better, if that makes sense. Hang in there. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Going to switch gears. We'll talk a little more Brewers baseball. You got a comment regarding the Milwaukee Brewers? By all means, fire it off. We'd love to hear from you. Also, Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer out of the NFL. Going to talk a little bit about the Green Bay Packers, their wide receiving core, Aaron Rodgers and company. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You can give us a shout if you choose to do so. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Top tier alternative fuels, no fee ATMs. Do not forget at Quick Trip as well that they have many different specials. Get your Quick Rewards card when you head in there. Last night we had a fantastic turnout, our biggest turnout ever for our cigar dinner. They started out with 50, they had 60, then they had 70, they ended up with 80. Close to 90 people last night, and which is far bigger than what normally they would have. And we had a fantastic time. It was funny. It was fun. The questions were great. I got to give it up to our girl Simone, who always brings the female's perspective in Wausau. Her and her family show up. They do smoke cigars, and, man, they have a blast. Now, a couple of their friends don't, and that's what I've been telling you all along for these dinners. We got one coming up at Chippewa Falls on August 15th as well at Sloopy's High Shore. So, look, if you want to come out and enjoy one of these, we got another one coming up Monday night out at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex that includes a little bit of golf. So if you want to get in on that, it's not listed anymore on the website, but you can if you'd like. You can just email me and we'll get you a spot in there because I know there's a couple of spots that were made available recently. So we'll get you in there. But if you want to touch base with me, by all means do so. But these things are just so much fun. So we hope to see you at one of the cigar dinners before the season comes to an end. The next one is going to be Monday night. The one after that is going to be out in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And then we got one after that way out in Des Moines, Iowa. But they're a great time, and I want to say thanks to everybody. We had so much fun last night. Let's do this. Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, and from Radio.com and our friends from Indeed, the job site, he joined us a little bit earlier today, and we just started out talking about the wide receiving core, overrated, underrated, his takes on the Green Bay Packers. We're at the Wisconsin State Fair. Packers training camp underway. You've got your first preseason game tonight as you've got the Hall of Fame game. Packers at it next Thursday night taking on the Houston Texans. We were analyzing this wide receiving core yesterday. Pro Football Focus says They rank rather low, right around 20. And so if you're going to start talking about wide receivers, you're going to start talking about the way to move the football, a guy that did it as well as anybody, played for the Dallas Cowboys. I know that's a painful word for some of you Packer fans, but nevertheless, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the man, the Hall of Famer, and as a matter of fact, the guy that my wife at Super Bowl had a chance to say hello to and introduce herself to and interview, Michael Irvin, now joining us, our Radio.com Sports Insider. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing on that side?
Well, we are doing well, and I guess the biggest question we have is, you know, everybody likes to predict and rank and rate and things like that when it comes to what the season may or may not end up being. Give me your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, a new coach, a new offensive philosophy, some young wide receivers, and how this team should or shouldn't function.
Well, let me tell you what I say, and I've always said this. I said, as a matter of fact, having an argument with Stephen A. about the Aaron Rodgers situation here just last week, and we were talking about, you know, that Aaron Rodgers is by far, right? There's no doubt, no question, the God's gift to the quarterback position. Where as this thing matriculated along, we gave up some accuracy in the NFL for mobility. And then we got this perfect thing that came along named Aaron Rodgers, who has the mobility and the accuracy. And he does incredible things. But for me, what I'm hoping you guys, they can try to obtain now with Aaron Rodgers is some steady stuff. Let's play steady ball and use that dynamic stuff when we need it, not allow the dynamic stuff to be the base. If we can pull back and do some of the steady stuff, then Green Bay could have a great season. And you add the dynamics to it. But if you're still willing up and trying to win with all the dynamics, it's hard on anybody, even God's gift at the quarterback position like Aaron Rodgers.
When you look at a guy like Davante Adams and his ability, there's a lot of belief in this area. Sometimes you overvalue your own guys. And there's a lot of belief that he is one of the top five, top ten wide receivers in football. I could say maybe top 10. I don't know if he was as good as, say, when Greg Jennings was in his heyday. They're kind of comparing him to that because Greg had the ability to get separation downfield. He went up and got a ball at the apex. He just had that innate ability to catch a football. Not that Davante doesn't, but I just don't know if he's arrived to that point yet. Do you look at Davante Adams as a top 5, top 10 wide receiver?
I look at him as a top-tier wide receiver, and I'm going to tell you something that's going to cost you pretty soon here coming up on his contract, too, yeah, especially with what Michael Thomas just did and resetting the market. So you look around, and I was just talking about this with other guys because, you know, we're getting into this talking about winning by groups of receivers and nobody needs the dynamic, the top guy. You know, same things they're getting into at the quarterback position, but at the running back position. But guys like the Davante Adams, the guys like the Julio Jones, the Antonio Brown, these are special kinds of dudes, man. These are special kind of dudes that make plays all day, all over the football field. And whenever you can get one of them, you can get one. You need one of them. And yes, absolutely, Devontae's in that class. But I was just with Greg the other day too. We were in L.A. together working, and Greg was smooth, man. You ain't like he's a smooth dude. He's smooth doing what he's doing now, but he was a smooth receiver. I always tell him that.
When you look at the defenses in this division, we know both the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings, both very solid defenses. How tough is it? I mean, you played in a really good division as a wide receiver. How tough is it? It's one time around, that's one thing, but the second time around, not nearly as easy, specifically when you got really good defenses in your division. How tough is it to put up big numbers when you're playing these teams with really solid defenses a couple of times a year and six of those games on your docket go to teams in your division?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where that NFC North, that's some serious defense you're talking about. I love Zim. Zim was with us in Dallas. Mike Zim, he was with us in Dallas. He's a beast. And Zim, he's a great coach. He always keeps the fire on those guys. We used to get into fights and battles all day in Dallas when Zim was the defensive back coach over there. So I know how he coaches. And, man, that thing they got in Chicago on the defensive side of the ball is incredible. That is a tough, tough division for defense now, and that's what Green Bay's trying to do. That's why they brought in Matt LaFleur. You're trying to get to a place where everybody wants this dynamic offense. Everybody wants this dynamic offense that can throw the ball all over the field. But you got to remember this now, and I said it. The Rams had a dynamic offense the last time they've been in the Super Bowl. But both times, the Patriots beat them because they got physical. You can have all of that bedazzling offense, but it comes down to being physical. And while you're doing all of that, make sure you're ready to play physical football, especially in the North with those defenses.
Talking with Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer. He's joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, brought to you by our friends at Radio.com Sports and our insiders, also brought to you by Indeed, where you post a job today, and Indeed.com/hire. And you go to Michael. Thanks for him for joining us here today on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Let me ask you this. When you talk about the NFC specifically, give me your top three or top four as they sit here today, because people always want to know, well, will the Packers be there? I think the Packers can be there if a lot of things fall right, and I certainly think they got better defensively. But there's a lot of competition in the NFC right now, and there's a lot of competition that's on the same level. You know what I mean? It's not like one stands out dramatically over
right,
the other.
Right, right, right. And then there's some things that I'm anxious to see what it looks like. You know, you're going to have the Rams there. I think the Rams will be in this hunt. Certainly the Saints will be in that hunt. The Eagles you're talking about will be in that hunt. If Cowboys get Ezekiel Elliott in there, the Cowboys got a shot at getting in that hunt. Without Zeke, you can forget it. You can forget it for them. You know, so you're right there. You have teams out there. Now, coming out of that North is going to be a tough call. And it's hard for me to call without seeing any. I want to see at least, let me see a preseason game. I know Aaron's not going to work. Let me watch Matt LaFleur call a preseason game. Let me see what kind of offense that he's going to have on the field. And then try to imagine, put my mind around it, and imagine Aaron Rodgers in that offense and what heights he can take it to. I like to see some of that before I start making an assessment on where Green Bay can go.
Who has the most pressure this year? Is it Zimmer up in Minnesota because he's kind of the more veteran guy now out of this whole group? Or do you look at Matt Nagy down in Chicago, or maybe even Matt LaFleur to take this team, that which hasn't missed the playoffs three times in a row since prior to Brett Favre? So, I mean, does Matt LaFleur have more pressure? Who's got the most pressure?
The different kinds of pressure. I wouldn't put it on Matt LaFleur. So, man, and it's an interesting question about Zim, you know, because Zim's defense has been there. It's been that lack of play they got from the quarterback position that's kind of held them back a little bit, and Zim is a defensive coach. So that'd have been interesting thing. I don't think they're looking to replace Zim over in Minnesota. He's done a wonderful job. So when you talk pressure, and I don't think that's that the only pressure with Matt LaFleur is, okay, how can you mesh? How can this all mesh? With Aaron Rodgers, you know, there's no doubt he's one of the greatest ever. Now, how can you reach down in one of the greatest ever and make him play to a level that would shock everybody and lift this offense and lift this team up to some new levels? Because, you know, with that kind of talent, I'm sure you guys are seeing it in Green Bay, you should have more than one Super Bowl ring. Aaron Rodgers should have more than one Super Bowl.
I completely agree. Hey, Michael, I got to ask you before I let you go. We talk so much about receivers getting on the same page, and he's got young guys. He's got, obviously, Devontae Adams, a returning injured Geronimo Allison, and then a lot of rookies and second-year guys. How do you, as a wide receiver, get on the same page? That's so cliche, and we hear it all the time, but how do you go about doing it to really make it tangible so you get out of the gates running?
Well, what they're talking about when they said we get on the same page, what you're talking about is really gaining the total confidence of your quarterback. That's when you're on the same page. I got total confidence in my quarterback has total confidence in me. He knows two things. He knows two things. Any ball he throws at me, it's either I get it or it's an incomplete. You see what I mean? That you start working from that perspective. And you'll start getting more opportunities from a wide receiver, and that's exactly what you'll start hearing the quarterback say, hey, listen, yeah, I feel like I'm on the same page with this guy. He works hard. He goes up and gets the ball. The last thing they want you to do just let anybody else catch that ball with a different color jersey.
There you go. That is Michael Irvin from earlier today. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Thank you, Michael. Certainly appreciate it as always. Hopefully you had a good day. I know day one is now culminating here at the Wisconsin State Fair, and it's been fun. We had a blast out here today. Thanks to everybody that joined us, including Michael Irvin, who joined us just a little while ago. You heard him, the Hall of Famer, talking. And thanks to everybody else that stopped by and say hi. Now, don't forget, we're going to be out here for the entire run of the fair. We're going to be out here tomorrow, same time, same place, and then we're going to be out here all next week. As we're going to be broadcasting live from the Wisconsin State Fair, you can always find us right here at the Goose Island Ale House, and we're going to be here in the Budweiser, next to the Budweiser Pavilion, the entire time. So come on by tomorrow, Monday through Friday of next week. It should be a lot of fun, as it always is. Until then, though, it is time for us to get out of here. Hopefully, you've enjoyed the day, and keep the faith, Brewers fans, because we know that the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be just fine. Hopefully things continue to get better for this team and they continue to culminate. And then, you know, we're talking about a team that just has better depth. They get a few more wins and then they take 2 out of 3 from the Cubs. We'll preview that tomorrow with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Until then, time for us to get out of here. Have a good one. See you.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.